My mum tells me that when I was a child, I would insist on having my dessert before my main course. My parents obviously didn't think that this was good, and they tried to make sure I would have my dessert after I ate my dinner. However, my parents' good intentions came up against a four-year-old's stubbornness. After several very fraught mealtimes, the four-year-old won. And so for about a year, I would eat my dessert first, but I would also have to eat my dinner afterwards, irrespective of what that dinner was. That was the deal my parents had come to with me, and we both stuck to our ends of the bargain. I mention this because normally we think of a reward as something we should get after the hard work, the piece of cake after a long run, or the beer after the hard workout. To put it simply, dessert should come after you've eaten a healthy meal. It's the natural order of things. Recently, in my running training, I have found my four-year-old self has resurfaced, though, and it has made me rethink the whole concept of work and reward. Take this morning, for example. At 6:15 a.m., when the alarm went off, I did not want to get up and venture out into the cold, dark January, freezing cold, and run 22 kilometres. That's about 14 miles. I'd had a rough day the day before, and work commitments meant that I had got to bed quite late. If you view running as the healthy dinner, the biggest motivator for me to run in sub-zero temperatures was because I'd already eaten my dessert. The night before, I'd eaten a massive bowl of spaghetti. As a keen amateur distance runner, I eat a lot of carbs. I justify it as being necessary to fuel my hard workouts. In reality, I know sometimes I use this as an excuse to eat large amounts of calorie-rich comfort food more than I need to so-called fuel. I've always loved spaghetti long before I started running. If I'd not eaten the calorie-rich spaghetti the night before, there's no way I would have run this morning. Far from a reward at the end of the run motivating me to get out there, it was because I'd already had my reward that I felt compelled to pay for it the following morning. When I'm running and after running, I do not crave rewards or want unhealthy cake and high-carb food. In fact, I've even read a recent study that it's quite common not to crave rewards while running or after exercise. Because of the high level of dopamine, you know, the kind of happy hormone the body produces during heavy exercise, people actually crave money, drugs, alcohol, etc. less after they've done heavy exercise and running. The dopamine is the reward in itself. And so, if I'm going to try and find ways to keep on motivating myself to do the right thing and train when I'm not feeling like it, I think I've figured out what my four-year-old self had figured out long ago. Eat your dessert first, and the rest will follow. Do I need to tell you why I've put a picture of a nice chocolate cake at the front of this blog? I think you too can figure that out.